There's my house, right over there on the left. Yep, the one with the light on. Oh my god, I can't thank you enough for doing this. I still can't believe my car just died on me like that. If you hadn't come to pick me up, I'd still be out there freezing my ass off. And you had to drive, like, what, 45 minutes to get me? Huh, only to bring me back 4 houses away. You're too good to me, I swear. You know, you're not even the first person I called. Because I knew you were so far away. Yeah, every one of my so-called friends came up with some lame excuse. I'm busy, I'm too tired to drive out there, I'm waiting for a pizza. Can you believe that? My ex. He told me he couldn't come pick me up out of the freezing fucking cold because he was waiting for a fucking pizza. I should have just called you in the first place. I knew you would come through no matter what. Hey, do you maybe want to come inside for a bit? Yeah, I'll make us some drinks or something. I mean, I have to do something to thank you for all of this. Cool. Come on in. Yeah, just have a seat anywhere. Make yourself at home. Here you go. Sorry that the best non-alcoholic drink I have is OJ. You really do have to start drinking at some point, for fuck's sake. You were legal like 3 years ago. Man, I seriously can't believe my ex was such an ass tonight. I mean, I dated him for 2 years. We lived together. We slept together. And he can't drive 10 miles to pick me up? Maybe it's just a guy thing. Would you ever do that to somebody you've slept with? I mean, somebody who gave you whatever you wanted, practically blew you once a day, at least deserves a ride, doesn't she? What do you mean, how would you know? Well, yeah, I know you're not super experienced, but I mean, think back to the last girl you were sexual with. Whenever that was. You know what? I don't think we've ever talked about your past girlfriends. It's like 20 years of friendship. We haven't ever talked about a single one yet. I mean, we never really talked about that stuff at all. But I at least mention an ex-boyfriend or a current boyfriend every once in a while. So, spill. What was your last girlfriend like? And I want all the dirty details. Come on. I'm waiting. Oh, come on. It's me. You know I'm not going to tell anyone. No, I won't tell anybody no matter what freaky shit you tell me you did with her or to her. So come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Tell me. Tell me. Tell me. What do you mean nothing? What, did you just slap high five and leave each other? Wait, what did you just say? Seriously? Not one girlfriend all these years? Oh my god, that makes perfect sense. I've always wondered why you never mentioned anything about that stuff. Come to think of it, I feel like you always get uncomfortable when I bring this stuff up. Whenever I start talking about blowjobs and fucking and how I used to suck my guy off and see, just like that. You look like you want to die. So wait, let me get this straight. No girlfriends, no messing around, no blowjobs, nothing? Wow. You know what? This is even better than you telling me about your sex life. Have you told this to anybody else? Yeah, I guess it's not something you advertise. Wow, just when I think we can't get any closer, we do. Wait a minute, though. That's ridiculous. I mean, you're awesome to everyone. You're always doing everyone else favors, always a gentleman. And I mean, you're not exactly bad looking. Oh my god. Yeah, that's weird, isn't it? I mean it though. Has nobody snatched you up all these years? I mean, a guy like you deserves a good blowjob every now and then, especially when you do things like you did for me tonight. I mean, if we weren't so close. Wow. I think I've had enough of that wine. I mean, not that you're not attractive and all, but like, oh my God, what am I saying? Nothing. Just forget about it. You know what? Would that be so weird? And I mean, this is totally hypothetical, but I mean, just so you could see what it feels like, you do deserve one, like I said. I mean, you're a guy. You do have a dick. I could take care of you just one time, just to thank you. You know, for tonight, for every other night you've gone out of your way for me. Plus, I mean, come on, a 24-year-old man should have gotten his dick wet at least once before, right? I mean, what else are friends for? So, what do you think? Are we doing this? Yeah, I'm serious. You don't know? Yeah, I don't really know either. How about this? Just sit there and relax. I'll start unzipping you, touch you a little. We'll just take it slow. And if it gets weird, we can always stop, right? Just watch Netflix and pretend it never happened. Okay, let's do this. Holy shit. This is happening. Okay. Now for your boxers. Well, wow. I know we're trying not to make it weird, but I have to say, fuck. You've got a pretty nice cock there. My God. Jesus. I know, never thought you'd hear that from me, right? Okay, so I'm gonna stroke it a few times. You good so far? Yeah, me too. Okay. How's that feel? Does that feel good? Are you sure? Because you're not really showing it. I mean, usually the guy's gotten a little hard after this much time in my hands. Oh, I know. It's weird. Should we stop? Is it just too much? I know. I don't want to either. Look, let's try something, okay? Close your eyes. That's it. Close your eyes. Lean your head back and just feel. There we go. Is that more relaxing? Yeah. It's better for me too. And I see. It's better for a little friend here. Now he's starting to show some real appreciation. Let's stroke you a little faster. See if we can get him all the way hard. That's it. Keep your eyes closed and just enjoy every sensation. Feel my soft fingers wrap tight around your shaft, my tight grip squeezing the head over and over and over with every stroke. And just try to forget that we ever played in the sandbox together. I'm sorry, I know, not helping. I couldn't resist. But I know something that will help. Open your eyes. Surprise! I probably should have mentioned I'd be getting topless during your little interlude. I could give a virgin a heart attack with these. They're a little nicer on full display, huh? You know, since it's not just a quick glance under my shirt. Oh yeah, I've noticed. How could I not? You're not exactly stealthy. But there's no secret now. And from the look of things down there, I'd say they've done the trick. So, are you ready to fully lose your blowjob virginity? I think so too. Let's just start with the head, shall we? Oh, wow, that's a sound I didn't think I'd ever hear you make. I take it feels good then, huh? Oh. Perfect. Why don't we try a little deeper now? How's that feel? Everything you imagined?
Better than you imagined.
Why, thank you. You like it when I play with your balls at the same time? I have been complimented by my technique. One hand on your balls, one stroking your cock. And of course, your favorite part. Consider yourself lucky. Deep throat usually takes at least a couple of dinners and a movie. But it is a special occasion, isn't it? What's that? You ready to come? That's okay. Don't hold it back. It's your first time. I knew it would be quick. You've already lasted a lot longer than I thought you would. That's it. Don't fight it. Don't fight it. Just give it all to me. Right here. Right at my mouth. Yeah, it's okay. You can come in my mouth. If we're gonna do this, let's do it right. That's it.
That's it.
You're close. I can feel it. You're so hard. It feels like you're gonna burst. Give it all to me. All of it. Right in my mouth. Right now. That's it. Come for me.
One more thing. There. Now you've had the full experience. Wow. So that just happened. Man, you came a lot too. I guess you've had lots and lots of time to build it up, haven't you? I know, it wasn't that weird, was it? You know why? I think, honestly, it's just because you're so deserving. You're one of the... No, you are the sweetest, kindest, most selfless person I have ever met. You're always there whenever I need you, and you never ask for anything in return. If anyone, anyone deserves to have this night made a little sweeter by a nice, soft blowjob, it's you. Aw, you're welcome, sweetie. It's been my pleasure. Now you better get dressed and get going. We both have to get up really early tomorrow. All right, have a good night. Oh, and hey, I love you.